Secret Symbols of the Rosicrucians, An Introduction by Staff of the Rosicrucian Digest. On the following pages are two of the many illustrated plates from a venerable Rosicrucian classic, Secret Symbols of the Rosicrucians of the 16th and 17th Centuries. These plates were hand-colored by former Imperator H. Spencer Lewis. The first part of the work was published in Germany in 1785 in Altona, followed by the second part in 1788. It is considered by many to be second only in importance to the Rosicrucian manifestos themselves. The symbols and text gathered in this collection are from earlier works, some as far back as 1621, soon after the manifestos. It was common in the 17th century to privately circulate manuscripts with mystical text and illustrations, and this may have been how these materials came into the hands of the compiler of secret symbols. Many of these plates came to North America with the second round of Rosicrucian work at Ephrata Cloister in Pennsylvania around 1700, attesting to the widespread and genuine Rosicrucian nature of these emblems. They were published by Amorc beginning in 1935 and are now available at the website www.rosecrawjournal.org. Reproduced here are two plates from Book One. The first is the venerable Emerald Tablets of Hermes, complete with text and allegorical emblem. Although we do not have an ancient original of this most famous Hermetic statement on alchemy, the manuscript tradition includes versions in the second book of the Elements of Foundation, attributed to Jabir ibn Hayyan, the Book of the Secret of Creation and the Art of Nature, and the Book of the Secret of Secrets. The Latin headlines on the plate read, The Emerald Tablet of Hermes. The words of the secrets of Hermes. While inscribed around the emblem itself is the well-known alchemical phrase, V-I-T-R-I-O-L, or visit the interior of the earth, and by rectifying, you will find the hidden stone. The second plate is the Hermetic philosophy, with both text and symbolic illustration. This is followed by an explanatory essay by Frater Peter Bindon. As Imperator H. Spencer Lewis recommends, these texts and emblems can be used for mystical work at many levels.